Thank you so much for calling, Catherine. How are you doing today?
Not good, Josh. I'm getting sick and tired of being bounced around from Raphael to you to this Rachel. I want consistency. And I also was quoted a book price, which now you're saying is not for the one that you suggested for me. I'm extremely confused. I'm wondering why there still isn't an ISBN number. She asked me whether I paid for that. She should have a record of my file. I have paid for all this.
For sure, for sure, for sure. Let me guide you regarding this. Your project is being overlooked by me. Rachel is just my associate. And the ISBN number is going to be updated as soon as we get the book formatted completely. So your LCCN number and the ISBN number, I clearly informed you that that is on us, and we're going to take care of that. So as soon as the book is formatted as well, I am going to share the same with you. And regarding the pricing as well, I updated you on the pricing as well, that for ebooks the standard price is $9.99, whereas for
no, that is not what we talk about. We talked about $16.
Yes, yes, I'm guiding regarding that as well. I'm just updating you on the standard pricing. However, as soon as we upload the book on Amazon, that's the best time for us to understand the pricing as well. The reason being, let me guide you how Amazon calculates the royalties. So, for example, if we upload our book on Amazon, Amazon would deduct the printing cost, and then whatever the profit
right.
would be, they would divide that profit between you and them.
Right.
So somewhat 65 to 70% between you, and then 25 to 30% between them. So the reason why I'm saying is that the best time for us to decide on the pricing would be at the time of publishing as well, because if we go ahead with 16.99 and Amazon is not giving us good royalty, then obviously we need to work on our pricing strategy a bit. So if we fix the pricing right now, that would affect our plan for
okay, but your information suggests that I write that down. First of all, what I'm filling out the form right now. The medium format, what is the format, please?
Format would be paperback and hardcover.
Okay, what is the e-type, e-file type?
You can leave that space. So e-file type would be something PDF, and that is something that we'll upload. So e-book would just go as e-book.
Okay. What are the dimensions?
Okay, dimension would be 6x9.
6x9. What is the ISBN?
ISBN number and the imprint, you can leave that as blank. ISBN imprint
okay.
and the LCCN number, we're going to fill it out from our end as soon as the book is formatted and we acquire these numbers. So as soon as these numbers are acquired, I'm going to share these numbers with you as well.
Okay. Okay, so I did a description of the book already. I did about the author. What is the sales price? Do I have to fill that out now or not?
No, just leave that sales price right now. As soon as we're uploading the book on Amazon as well, that's the best time we're going to get on a quick call while we're uploading the file, and we're going to have that finalized based on our pricing strategy and the royalties that Amazon would be giving.
Okay. What are the publishing platforms that I'm using? I only know about Amazon and Barnes & Noble. What is Lulu, Google Play Books, Kobo, Tolino, Ingram, Scrib?
Sure. Just give me one quick second. Let me check all the packages and all the platforms that you have on your account, and I'll update you on that. So, yep, along with Amazon and Barnes & Noble, you're going to go on Ingram, Spark, Kobo, Paul Book, Apple Book, Google Books. So all
Hold on. I can only go so fast.
Sure.
Kobo, Tolino, is that one?
Sure, let me guide you on that. So Amazon and Barnes & Noble are the platforms where you can book your, you can have your book published on paperback version, hardcover version, and the ebook version as well, along with Barnes & Noble. However, Ingram, Spark, Kobo, Google Book, Apple Book are the other platforms. They are online platforms where the users, they can simply buy your book in ebook format as well. So all the publishing platform would be ebook platforms, these platforms have books in digital format, whereas Amazon and Barnes & Noble, they'll have your book in ebook format along with paperback and hardcover as well.
Okay, so I put down, so I check off what boxes? All
okay.
of them?
You can check on Amazon, Barnes & Noble right now, and I will have the rest of them filled out. The ones that you've signed up for, Apple Book, Ingram Spark, Google Book, I'll have them filled out. So you can leave
okay.
that. I'll have this taken care of.
Okay. I gave the banking information. I gave my tax information, my email. Okay, now... how do I send this to you?
Okay, you can either send it on the same, you can just save that draft in your, just like you save any Word document, and you can share it over the Teamwork portal that we use to communicate with each other.
Okay, and I'm never knowing now how to use the Teamwork portal. So.
Oh, you have been attaching files all correctly so far.
Okay, you know what, I'm drawing a blank. You're just going to have to hold my hand on this one while I try and figure this out.
For sure, for sure. Or let me make it more simple. Let me send you an email, and if you can reply back, that would be good.
Say again?
So shall I send you a new email from my end, and you can just reply back on the email?
Yes, please.
Okay, sure. Just allow me a quick minute. Let me send you an email. I've sent you an email on your Hotmail. You might get to see it within the next couple of minutes, so please do keep a check on your junk and spam folder as well. And also, just a quick update that you don't need to worry about. I'm not leaving your project at all. It's just that Rachel is helping me out with working on just the delivery parts. So whatever the production side is, she's just helping me out, and she's my associate. I have all eyes on your project, and you won't face any issues regarding the consistency or anything like that. So I am always
okay.
here. And I am personally going to drop my personal number as well in case you require any sort of help. I am till the end of this project to ensure that whatever you have signed up for, that gets taken care of.
Okay, so hold on. Let me get a pen.
Sure.
Okay, what is your number, Jeff?
Sure. Let me know whenever you're ready.
I'm ready.
760-688-4755.
Okay, that's great. Okay, now I have, let me see if I can send you, okay, so reply. Insert files. Downloads. Okay, Josh, I'm sending this to you. Just if you would take a look at it.
Sure.
And tell me if I've filled out everything that you need.
Sure. Let me check. Perfect. I have gotten all the information. I would just require another form, the W-9 form, to be filled out. And as soon as we receive that as well, we can proceed ahead your account creation on Barnes & Noble as well. So we would require
okay.
another form. That is the W-9 form.
Where is that?
Okay, I'm sending the same form over the email as well. Give me a minute.
Great, thank you.
Okay, and working. I have shared the form with you in the email, so let me give you an update about this form as well and why, what's the purpose of this form. So this is basically the W-9 form that we require for all the other platforms like Barnes & Nobles and all Kobo, etc. So on those sites, this form is basically required for royalty purposes. So on Amazon, they don't require any such form. They just require basic tax details, which we already filled out in the publishing form. Whereas the other form that I shared, that is something that would be required on Barnes & Noble. And since we're on the same call, let me guide you a bit about their process as well. So we will have your book published on Amazon right away, as soon as it's ready. However, we will initiate the creation of your Barnes & Noble account right now. So Barnes & Noble takes around like 10 to 12 business days to have the account verified along with the W-9 form. And also, once your book gets formatted, we are going to apply for LCCN number as well. We did apply for an LCCN number beforehand, but they wanted a complete formatted version. So as soon as the book is formatted and completed from our end, we're going to have the LCCN number acquired as well, and that's going to take around like 7 to 8 business days. So as soon as we have
okay.
the LCCN number, at the same time on the back end, we're going to have the Barnes & Noble account created as well. So we're expecting somewhat 10 to 15 business days, and we'll have everything published and completed for you.
Okay. I'm going to have to go through this because I've never filled out a form like this before. So I'm going to have you walk me through this. So it's Catherine Ann Valeroy. I'm not a business.
Okay.
So I'm an individual.
Just, it's, even if you're not a business, yep, individual, you can fill that out that way.
I'm not an LLC, though.
Okay. Let me... do you wish to have that filled out right now while you're on the call, or you let me know the details later on whenever you go through the form? Whichever way is easy for you.
I have it up now, so why don't we do it now?
Sounds great. Just allow me a quick minute. Let me have this taken care of. Just a quick minute.
I guess it would be individual sole proprietor or single member LLC. I'm just not an LLC.
Okay, perfect. Then, okay. And the name shown as on your income tax return would be Catherine Ann Valroy, right?
Yes.
Okay, and you would be an individual, you mentioned. Let me have to fill out.
Are you filling this out for me or...
Yep, I'm filling it out for you. But
great.
The only thing would be, just checking here. Catherine, the only issue would be that we would require your signature as well on this particular form. So let me check from my end. Let me just do one thing. Let me have a quick word with my publisher, and let me check with him if an e-signature would work so that we can have that electronically signed with you. Or if this needs to be scanned, then I'll let you know, because we just need to ensure that the process is not prolonged for Barnes & Noble. So let me have a quick word with my publisher, and I'll get back to you within like next 20 to 30 minutes, all right?
Okay. Thank you.
Perfect. Thank you so very much, Catherine. Have a great day.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.